So we could have a period of walking meditation and this is certainly plays a big role in forest monasteries. Ajahn Chah himself was a big proponent of walking meditation, and he would greatly encourage it. A lot of it is also as a means for cultivating that quality of continuity, like a continuity of mindfulness and clear comprehension. Sitting, walking, sitting. So then one has that opportunity, because if one just can't sit all the time, and it helps to be able to change posture and then to develop and sustain that quality of attention through these activities of sitting and walking, then using that as the base, then one can also bring that out into other things that we do. So the walking meditation plays a big role in Ajahn Chah's monasteries. One of the and forest monasteries in general. If anybody's been to a Bhayagiri monastery and gone around to the dwelling places, you'll notice that each dwelling place in the forest has a walking meditation path right in the vicinity. And it'll be about 40 or 50 feet long, a flat area that's cleared, and you use that for, so you come back after the meal, you do walking meditation. You go and sit after the meal. You can be almost assured of one thing: you're going to fall asleep. It's depending on person's rhythms. Could be early evening, late evening. You try sitting too long, and pretty soon, sort of that pillow is going to be calling out to you, you know, come here. And it's to be able to do walking meditation, get the energy going, get the concentration going, get the mindfulness going in a posture that's not so tranquil. So that Ajahn Chah would encourage it. I remember him giving this one particular talk, it was in my time, there were more and more students and more people from more monks from Central Thailand, more Westerners, and a lot of the time he would use Central Thai language to speak. But when he really wanted to express himself, then it was in the Northeastern dialect, his home tongue, mother tongue. And this particular talk, it was all in his Northeastern dialect, and I can remember it really clearly because by that time I could understand it quite well, and he was giving everybody a bad time. And he wanted to get it across, and it doesn't come across in polite Central Thai. And I remember him, this one point, he said, you know, I've gone around, I've looked at all the different huts in the forest where you monks live. And said, you know, see the walking meditation paths, and I don't see human tracks. All I see is dog tracks. What's up with you? Why aren't you doing walking meditation? So that was
a sign of, if the practice was slipping, you weren't doing
your walking meditation. You weren't sort of getting into that rhythm of keeping continuity of practice going. There's one in this same talk that I had read the meditation, the sitting meditation instruction. He talks about walking meditation as well. He said, keep doing it, do it often. After the meal, air your robe on a lime and get straight out onto the walking meditation path. Keep thinking, Buddho, Buddho. Think it all the time that you're walking. Concentrate on Buddho as you walk. Wear the path down. Wear it down until it's a trench and it's halfway up your calves or up to your knees. Just keep walking. get out there and do it. So that in walking meditations, as you change posture, just go out and find a quiet spot under the trees, along the trails. You usually clasp one's hands in front, keep the gaze down, and have that sense of composing the body. Because it's when one composes the body that one helps to compose the mind. You can't separate the two. The body and mind they work together. And if you're going wandering along, the mind's going to be doing pretty much the same thing. So composing the body, bringing it together, walking a bit slower than normal, and then just walking back and forth in a calm way. It's very, very settling, and very conducive to allowing the mind to really develop that continuity of attention and awareness. Because that's where we really start to see the Dhamma or taste the Dhamma, is in that continuity of awareness.